WFIT presents Never Ender.
It's just another lonely Florida night. No time for feeling down. One last shot, a flick, this cigarette, I'm gone. A sunshine state of mind has got us jaded. Phone calls go unanswered. We wait for the next disaster. Another case of who should take the blame. We play these silly games. Maybe we never really change. We just need a spark to keep us hanging on. When neither side just can't admit they're wrong. And we're not afraid of hurting anymore. Whoa-oh. Try to get back what we took for granted. Come up empty-handed. Nothing turns out like we planned it. And we did our best to make up for lost time. The days keep passing by. We just can't forgive the lies. We just need a spark to keep us hanging on. When neither side just can't admit they're wrong. And we're not afraid of hurting anymore. Whoa.
Welcome to the studio, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
I am so glad we finally got to do this. We've been waiting a long time to get you guys in here, so I'm glad it finally worked out. Well, we want to introduce the band. We have Kevin on guitar and vocals, Matt on bass and vocals, Billy on drums, Tony on bass. They are the Never Ender. And they just recently played at our Sonic Waves Music Festival and tore it up on stage. Thank you so much for playing out there.
Thanks for having us. It was fun.
Man, it was a great show that we had, and thanks again for playing. Now, you guys have just dropped a new EP called Relapser.
Yes.
And how's that going?
It's going good. So it's a three-song EP we just did. It's like only a couple months old, and we just did a release show for it, and but that's what we're pushing right now, I guess.
And you have one other EP before this one, right?
Yes, we have a five-song one called Make It Last, which we did in September.
We did in September. We recorded it at The Zone with Mark Brazel and Jason Ants. And the new album, we went to a producer who's a little bit more, or engineer who's a little bit more towards where the pop punk that we're going for, and that was Matt Goings at Killian Studios. Fantastic.
Up in Daytona. We had to drive up there for that one. That was fun.
Yeah. So you guys have played in other bands before, right?
Yeah. Tony and I have been in a bunch of different projects over the last 15 years, maybe. So, and Matt and I have never played together, though.
He's been in a bunch of stuff,
and so has Billy. Billy's in a ton of bands, so.
Kevin and I knew each other because our ex-wives knew each other, and we met at a wedding 10 years before Never Ender got together. It's like, hey, man, how's it going? And we got on Facebook and never really did anything past then, and then circumstances kind of came together, and we started playing together.
I kind of forgot how that's, yeah. That's the reason.
I was at your wedding.
So, Kevin, do you write most of the songs?
Yes, unfortunately, yeah. Luckily, I'm in a position where these guys are nice enough to let me write the songs, and they do everything else. Like, Billy books all our stuff. Matt does all our social media and our administrative stuff. So I just get to sit back and write these songs.
Wow, you come up with the start of it, the seeds, right, to get the songs going.
Yeah, for the most part. I usually make little demos, and then I will send it to them, and then we turn it into a song.
Well, there's a great new video that you guys have out called Here's to Hoping, and it was going to be entered into our GarageBand contest this year.
Right.
And unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, you were able to play at our Sonic Waves Music Festival as well. So, I mean, I'm glad that all worked out. But that is a great video.
Thanks.
You know, if people haven't seen it yet, where could they go to check it out? Because it's a great one.
Just go on YouTube. There might be a link on our Facebook page.
On our Facebook page, we have a link to the YouTube site. We have our own YouTube channel, Never Ender YouTube channel. That video is the primary, like the pinned one. That's the main video that you'll see is Here's to Hoping, because it's the newest one.
Yeah.
That was recorded in my friend Jim's garage. And
in a matter of like 3 hours?
Yeah, 3 hours. Yeah. By our good friend OP Garza, who's a fantastic video engineer and editor. And we linked up with him about a year ago, and he's been great to us. You know, he's almost like our fifth member.
Yeah.
And he did the previous video, right? He did the other video.
Yeah, the song we just played, there's a music video for that one too that's a little more elaborate. So
now you guys are pretty involved in social media too.
Yeah. I mean, you have to be. Yeah. If you're playing music.
The game
that's
the
only thing I use it for now is to promote music, I guess.
Well, the game's changed so much in 10 years, you know, and you got to stay on top of it. You know, our primary thing is content. We try to keep the content up, and we try to keep us out there, but, you know, not clobbering people in the face with it. You know, after about 5 posts in an hour, people are like, okay, I'm done with these guys. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, social media is so important, as you said, you know, for bands or anything. It's good to, you know, keep the content going. And you keep dropping new songs and new singles out there.
Right.
You know, just keep the momentum going. So let's hear another song from The Never Ender.
Okay. We're going to play a new one off our new EP. This one's called Here's to Hoping that you're just talking about. So we got a music video for this one. So you can check that out.
Better never break. With a little sympathy, it won't mean anything. A reason to give in, or hold on to a grudge until the very end. You say we're over it, and they can try their best to bring us down. Here's to hoping there's a little hope left. We're better off like this. The less I see of you, I save my sanity. One more wasted night to try and figure out what's left of you and me. You say we're over it, when every word I say just brings you down. Here's to hoping there's a little hope left.
We're back with The Never Ender on WFIT 89.5 FM, and we got some high-energy punk music going on right now, so it sounds great. They just played at our Sonic Waves Music Festival recently, too, and tore it up on stage. If you haven't seen them before, you got to go check them out. Their new EP is called Relapser. It is out now. Maybe add that to your collection. This seems like a great time for local music. You know, there's a lot of variety in different bands, as evident at our Sonic Waves Music Festival. So what's your take on the local music scene?
Oh, wow. It's great around here. In all honesty, it's like a weird microcosm that we got going on, where you got so many different styles of music floating around here, and it's all good. And, you know, you go to like a major city, you're going to have cliques. You have all the metal bands hang out, all the punk rock bands. Melbourne's a little bit different. We don't have all those different cliques. So you're going to go to a show, and it's going to be like a funk band at the beginning, and then you're going to have like a punk band after that, and then you're going to have a metal show or a metal band that plays. And it's really odd because, you know, you don't have that. You have a variety when you leave the house.
Yeah.
You're not going to just be locked in. But they're all good. Like, they're really good musicians and stuff coming out of here. So.
And luckily, we have a lot more venues than we did, like, 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
So. Yeah, it seems like a great time for local music. And a lot of venues are presenting original music, you know, original local music, which is great to hear. And it does seem like a pretty friendly community.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's not too big, it's not too small.
No. And, you know,
like
they...
Orlando.
We have a lot of Orlando bands that come specifically here to play. And I think it's also because, you know, you're in Orlando, and Orlando's great, but it's a big city, so you have a lot of options that you can go ahead. Down here, show's a show. It's an event. You know, you have a big show, everyone comes out for it. And there's a lot of love from all the different people that do it. I know you had Bourne Spencer and you had Keller
yes,
a little while ago.
For the local music compilation album, Harbor City, which is amazing. You guys are on there, right?
We did.
The next song we're going to play, I think. So.
That is
funny that should be. Oh, man. Well, I got to ask you another question about your mascot, the sloth.
Yes.
Why a sloth?
It just kind of developed into being our mascot thing because I'm obsessed with sloths. So lately, the last, I don't know, it's been like half a year now where we have a sloth dancing around at our shows.
It does
I don't really know how it
unique.
Happened, but yeah, it just evolved into this thing that we do now. Well, and he shoots toilet paper at the crowd. And
yeah. Well, we're sitting around and we're like, we need to have artwork for like CDs and shirts. And it's like, what do we like? You know, we could go the traditional route or we can go ahead and kind of funnel it into something that says us. And
Kevin's obsessed with sloths.
Yeah. And I'm pretty lazy.
So it is perfect. So if you go to a Never Ender show, you'll probably see a dancing sloth out there. And, you know, it does make it look like you guys have a lot of fun when you're on stage, you know, even though it's, you know, high energy and, you know, loud decibels, but it just looks fun, you know.
We want to keep it. We want to feel like every show that we do is like a party.
Yeah,
you know. For sure. Nowadays, people, you know, you got a lot of stuff. You got Netflix, you got Hulu, you got Spotify. There's not a lot of huge incentives to leave your house.
That's
so
true.
What we want to do is we want to create an atmosphere in a show where people are like, I want to go see those guys. I want to know what's going to happen next. Am I going to see the sloth? Are we going to get a shot with toilet paper? Is someone going to silly stream me? We want it to be an experience, not just a show.
Right. Well, we're speaking with the Never Ender in our performance studio today, and I think it's time for another song.
All right. We're going to play one off of our first EP, and this is the song that's on the comp you guys were just talking about. And usually this is a song that gets recognized. No one recognizes any of our other songs.
It's had some radio play. Yeah, it's seen its time.
Yes, they've been playing this one on JRR, too, which is weird to us.
Yeah. I mean,
it doesn't seem like a JRR.
All radio play is great.
Yeah.
And we greatly appreciate you guys at WFIT playing us. Thank you so much.
Thanks for making the music.
This one's called Hard Liquor and a Masochist.
Take a shot and the pain dies. A short kiss and it just might be the best mistake you and I have ever made. Stay a drink with the same lies. We take time with our goodbyes, regretting all the shit we said. Every promise left, you ain't kept. You say it's working, I say it's over. It feels like a boat just pushing away. The late night, hazy, feeling wasted. I
Kevin, Matt, Billy, Tony, the Never Ender. Thank you so much for playing today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Man, that was awesome.